días from Gracia. This is the Rorschach Spain update from the 7th of May, 2026. Quick summary of what's going down in Spain. First up this week, on Sunday the 3rd, the country demanded the immediate release of a Spanish activist detained by Israel after the interception of a Gaza-bound aid boat in international waters. The activist, Saif Abu Keshik, who lives in Barcelona, was detained along with Brazilian activist Thiago Avila after Israeli forces stopped dozens of vessels attempting to deliver humanitarian aid to Gaza. Central government says he is being held illegally and has called the detention a violation of international law, which it surely is. President Pedro Sanchez strongly criticized Israel's actions, accusing the government of Benjamin Netanyahu of unlawfully detaining foreign citizens. Spain and Brazil issued a joint statement condemning the interception and demanding the activists return. The incident adds to ongoing diplomatic tensions over Gaza and humanitarian access. Wednesday the 6th, the central government asked the European Commission to stop the effects of U.S. sanctions on the International Criminal Court. President Pedro Sanchez said Spain wants the EU to use its blocking statute, a law that protects European countries and companies from complying with sanctions imposed by other nations. The most recent U.S. sanctions specifically target members of the International Criminal Court, the court that previously issued arrest warrants for Israeli leaders over war crimes in Gaza. Court used blocking statute is rarely used, but it allows Europe to ignore foreign sanctions and protect its own legal system. Some EU lawmakers and countries have already supported using it, though the Commission is still being cautious, meaning being cowardly. As of May 5th, more than half of the schools involved in a pilot program to place police officers in schools in Catalonia have asked to withdraw. Plan aimed to station officers from the Mossos de Esquadra or regional police force in 14 secondary schools to help prevent conflicts and improve coexistence. However, at least 8 schools have already requested to leave, mainly due to strong opposition from teachers. Many staff members criticized how the plan was introduced, saying there was little consultation with teachers or unions, protests have taken place, and the issue has added tension ahead of planned strikes. Next up, on Monday the 14th, Spanish police forces carried out one of the biggest cocaine seizures ever recorded, intercepting a freighter in the Atlantic. Fernando Grande Marlaska, Spain's interior minister, described the operation as historic, highlighting its scale both nationally and internationally. The seizure was conducted by the Civil Guard, which shared images showing drugs packed into the ship's hold on social media. Authorities believe the vessel, though reportedly heading towards Libya, was likely part of a wider trafficking network intended to transfer the cocaine into smaller boats for distribution across Europe. On to the beach. On Tuesday the 5th, the country achieved a new record for 2026. 677 beaches were awarded the prestigious Blue Flag, an eco label given to places that consistently meet strict environmental and accessibility criteria. This award now means that the country holds over 15% of all Blue Flag beaches worldwide and holds the most out of the countries tested. Highest numbers are found among the Mediterranean and Atlantic mainland coast, regions like Valencia, Andalusia, and Galicia leading the way. For the central government, the award reflects strong national investment in clean, safe coasts, while for tourism, it can boost local economies as it encourages more people to visit during the summer season. As we move into May, the weather is changing. Once again, the country is experiencing an unusual return to winter-like weather as a surge of polar air drives temperatures well below seasonal averages. Forecasters warn that inland areas could see daytime highs between 10 degrees centigrade or 50 degrees Fahrenheit to 15 degrees centigrade or 59 degrees Fahrenheit, around 10 degrees colder than typical for this time of year. The shift is being caused by cold Atlantic systems pulling polar air southward, affecting much of the country. Snow could even return to higher elevations in the Pyrenees in the north. Turning to the seas, on Wednesday the 6th, news outlet Murcia Today released an article about the future of octopus farming. According to their sources, the country is considering a new law to ban the farming and sale of octopuses based on growing evidence that they are highly intelligent and sensitive animals. Scientists now believe octopuses can learn, solve problems, and feel stress and suffering, making them very different from typical farmed seafood. Complex nervous systems and natural behavior mean that they struggle in crowded farming conditions. Animal welfare experts argue that octopus farming is unethical, while supporters say farming could reduce pressure on wild populations and help meet food demand. The proposed law also would ban the sale of farmed octopus products from other countries, signaling a major shift in food policy by considering animal intelligence as a reason to prohibit farming entirely. From the sea to the sky, on Tuesday the 5th, archaeologists in northern Spain discovered evidence of 6,000 years of repeated human occupation at Cova 338, now the highest known prehistoric cave site in the Pyrenees. Located over 2,200 meters above sea level, cave challenges earlier assumptions that such high-altitude areas were rarely visited in prehistory. Excavations revealed dense layers of activity spanning from early 5th millennium BCE to the late 1st millennium BCE, indicating intentional use over thousands of years, including evidence of structured living spaces, food preparation, and personal items. And onward to beer. At one of Europe's most respected competitions, the Barcelona Beer Challenge 2026, held in late April, national breweries won multiple gold medals, demonstrating the country's growing strength in beer production. Judges awarded winners such as Gravia Lager from Andalusia in the south, simply a well-balanced beer, Gold by Oso Brewing Company, which was praised for its smooth, light profile. They also recognized beers ranging from rich, complex styles like Santa Compaña from Galicia in the northeast to fruity experimental options like Tropical Funky from Catalonia. Spain's craft breweries earning recognition on the international stage. Think piece this week, we're turning to Jesús Cañas of El País, who takes a closer look at life in Campo de Gibraltar. Roughly 300,000 people across the 8 municipalities, including Algeciras and La Linea de la Concepción. The region sits at a strategic crossroads near the Straits of Gibraltar and Morocco. Despite major assets like the port of Algeciras, the area faces persistent challenges, including high unemployment and underdeveloped infrastructure. Drug trafficking often continues to fuel local crime, making life there kind of tough for locals. In the article, Cañas mentions that a new local party has emerged, which is aiming to improve local representation, but wonders whether much can be done to make local residents feel less disconnected from politics. So the question to ponder is, how can a region with such strategic importance and economic potential overcome barriers and create real opportunities for locals? Full article in the show notes. And finally, some art to end this week. Journalist Tamlin McGee from news outlet The Guardian did a deep dive this week into the life and work of José Luis Revilla, known as Sim, an anarchist artist who sketched the Spanish Civil War from the front lines. Unlike later depictions, such as the famous Guernica piece by Pablo Picasso, Sim's drawings captured real-time scenes of battle and militia life. While working in Barcelona, Luis Revilla documented the battles as they were happening, and at the time, his illustrations were circulated internationally to raise awareness and internal support. However, despite early recognition, he was later sidelined, partly due to politics and issues with the communists, and in 1887 was exiled to Paris, where he lived relatively undercover. Now, a new exhibition at the Museo Nacional de Arte de Catalunya is reviving his legacy, highlighting his unique role in documenting the war from an anarchist perspective, often overlooked in historical narratives. Check out the full article in the show notes to see some of Sim's work. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us. Anything, ask or tell us, info@rorschach.com. Hasta la próxima.